Welcome to Medicare Advantage for Health Plans podcast. Insider insights and perspectives on current trends for health plan professionals. This program is sponsored by UST HealthProof and AdvantiSure. Services and technology solutions for government-sponsored health plans.
Today we're talking about responsible AI for payers with Sam Keith. Sam is an expert in data science, marketing, and analytics. He has over 18 years of experience working in the technology product space, leading product development teams and initiatives to support consumer engagement, user experience, digital experience, and operations. He's worked in healthcare, higher education, pharmaceutical, and network security industries, and is particularly interested in digital accessibility practices. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks for inviting me to the discussion.
Sam, with the release of ChatGPT in November of 2022, there's been a significant shift in technology that we're seeing across all industries. The use of artificial intelligence, or AI, has quickly become widespread for automating tasks from simple commands like setting a timer via Alexa or Siri to automating financial investments to self-driving cars. It's beyond amazing. So for healthcare payers, there are a host of opportunities to create efficiencies at scale in day-to-day operations. Benefits abound. But I want to start by discussing the challenges of AI in our industry.
Yes. First, I want to echo the excitement. There's no shortage of opportunity. In the payer space, we're seeing new use cases every day across all aspects of the business, from core administrative efficiencies to driving risk adjustment and quality measurements. AI is truly changing the way the industry does business. But we need to temper our excitement enough to stay alert to the challenges. Basically, we need to be intentional about how we use AI. We want AI to help support decision-making, to help us find operational efficiencies, and to help us identify patterns or connections across large data sets that we've never identified before. Our solutions, however, in the form of the AI algorithms we leverage, shouldn't be a black box whose output is accepted without question. You know, data goes in, something happens to it, and data comes out. And then we administrate some sort of action on that basis. It might feel like magic, but it's not. It's critical that stakeholders understand how the AI is making its decisions. And more importantly, we have to maintain the value that people bring to the equation. Namely, machines cannot replace critical thinking, discernment, integrity, and contextual awareness.
This sounds like a nice opportunity to jump into the topic of responsible AI.
Yeah, and that's what we're here to talk about today. So implicit in what I just mentioned is a key concept within responsible AI, namely transparency. That's the capacity to understand what your models are doing, the data that feeds or trains those models, and that data's limitations. But before I go further down that path, let's talk about what responsible AI is. So responsible AI refers to the development and use of artificial intelligence in a manner that supports transparency, like we're just talking about, accountability, safety, and privacy. Responsible AI emphasizes the importance of explainability and reliability in AI decisions, aiming importantly to build trust and understanding between our AI systems and the people they support, our members. Following responsible AI practices helps ensure that the AI systems we develop are ethical and fair. So let's think about responsible AI and the concepts I just shared relative to a recent lawsuit involving the use of an AI algorithm. In this case involving a national payer, it's alleged that an AI algorithm was used to systematically deny elderly patients claims for extended care, including stays in skilled nursing facilities and for in-home care. The lawsuit claims that when these denials were appealed, about 90% were reversed, suggesting the algorithm's inaccuracy. The payer asserts there is no merit to the suit, and time will tell where it lands. So let's look at this case in a responsible AI context and see what we can learn from what happened. And let's apply the responsible AI principles of transparency, accountability, and safety to this particular discussion. I'm omitting privacy from the discussion as nothing was shared to indicate there were necessarily any privacy concerns. Now, before I get started, I want our listeners to understand that even following responsible AI principles to a T doesn't mean your AI solutions are entirely shielded from concern. But what it does mean is that you'll be much more resilient if you do encounter issues. So, from a transparency standpoint, the details of this lawsuit that are available to us are a bit thin, short of denials being received. Nor is it necessarily clear what specifically triggered the denial. Now, no one is asserting that 100% of all claims should be approved. But when denials occur, we would expect that A, that's the minority of claims, and B, that reasons for the denial were well understood from the payer standpoint, and for example, the following set of contractual conditions weren't met and the claim is denied on that basis, and that those reasons are clearly communicated to the member along with a mechanism to support an appeal. So, was the payer able to explain to patients and their providers how the determination was made? Well, that isn't clear either. We know that in the cases that were appealed, 90% of the denials were reversed. If that's true, that means it's likely the algorithm wasn't considering features, variables specific to the individual cases, claims, that would have provided additional weight to approving the extension of care, approving the claim. It could also be that those features were being considered, but not ascribed enough weight within the algorithm to make a difference. And I think this case speaks directly to people's fears around AI, in that they're not being treated as individuals, but as members of a population. The algorithm says, people of your age require 14 days of skilled nursing facility care on average. You've had your 14 days, so your claim for an extension is denied, independent of extenuating circumstances.
So there's an accountability component here too, right?
Right, absolutely. I've been talking about transparency, but that discussion almost immediately blends into the responsible AI concept of accountability. I mentioned earlier that we do expect some claims to be denied on a reasonable set of merits. So, as a payer, do you know what that statistical average is for, in this case, extended skilled nursing facility stays? For the sake of argument, let's say the historical average is 10% of claims. Now, put yourself in this position. Your team is getting ready to launch a new AI-based algorithm to support claims reviews for extended stays. And using this tool, and during testing, claim denial rates go up to 30%. Your team is now gearing up to put this system into production. Okay, so things to consider. Is that 30% denial rate accurate? Well, it might be, but who's accountable for making that assessment? What has the AI identified in the form of features within the available claims data that is leading to this increase? Is it something new we haven't been factoring in as a function of our legacy mechanism? Are those new things that were identified valid? Do they apply? Do they work in the real world? And if I return to the concept of transparency, do you even know what those features are? So when we consider the case of this national payer, the 90% success rate on appeals is compelling. Was there a team in place, an accountable team in place, that examined the percentage of denials and clearly understood that denial rate to be reasonable? Accountability in a responsible AI context means there must be clear responsibility for the decisions made by an AI algorithm. And this includes addressing the performance and any negative outcomes of the decisions made by the AI. Do you have a team in place that's ready to handle these issues? And an important side note, if your organization is new to the AI space, I recommend you work to develop solutions that supplement human decision-making and not replace it. This approach gives you the opportunity to allow your solutions to mature and will help you gather feedback on how well the AI works in its given capacity. That feedback is crucial in training the AI to correctly identify where its recommendations lacked accuracy.
Between what you've shared about transparency and accountability, it sounds like following responsible AI principles is providing a healthy set of best practices. Is this right?
Yeah, absolutely. Between what we've chatted about so far, taking transparency practices into account means you're implementing AI mechanisms that you can explain. And secondary to that, using the accountability practices means you have people in place to help manage the AI algorithm, clearly understand when the model is performing optimally and when it's not. The two elements in combination help cover you on the front and back end of the AI solutions you implement.
Absent these practices, are there any concerns around member safety?
Oh, yes. Safety is another important responsible AI principle. So when I talk about safety in a responsible AI context, what I mean is that you should work toward developing AI solutions that add to your members' experience and don't detract from it. It's important that the excitement of getting new capabilities into the market isn't prioritized over safety and fairness of our members' healthcare. AI tools that automate prior authorizations, like in the national payer case I mentioned, need to be rigorously tested to ensure those systems do not deny appropriate claims. And better yet, ensure that there's expert oversight when an AI-based solution recommends a claim denial.
That's a good point. I can see how algorithms can have unintended outcomes. What can payers do to vet their vendors and make sure the algorithms don't have any inherent flaws?
Yeah, it's a little challenging because there is a lot of intellectual property tied into the recipe of an algorithm, of an AI algorithm. Vendors, understandably, don't want to give that knowledge away. But on the flip side of the coin, it's not sufficient to accept the vendor saying, oh, our model is great, and we've seen these results, and you'll love it. That's the black box model we want to avoid. And that's a problem in the healthcare space because we're dealing with people's lives. In terms of a few questions, and circling back to what you were asking and questions we could ask, a good place to start is by mentioning that responsible AI principles are important to your organization and your members, and you want to understand how the vendor supports responsible AI practices in their development and the lifecycle management of their models. Listen for how they address transparency, accountability, safety, and privacy. So, for example, you could ask what data sources were used to train their models. And you have to ask yourself and the vendor, are those data sources comparable to your own in terms of demographics, the race, sex, age of the population that you serve? You could ask, have they encountered any bias in their modeling efforts? How did they manage it if they did? Are the models that they supply autonomous, or do they support human oversight? Like I mentioned earlier, consider shying away from autonomous solutions in favor of options that support human decision-making, not replace it. It's important to mention that the federal government is actively focusing on the development of a strategic plan to incorporate responsible AI principles in the health and human services sector. That strategy will emphasize healthcare delivery and financing, long-term safety and real-world performance monitoring, monitoring for bias and discrimination, transparency and documentation, and reducing administrative burdens. Now, a practical example of this that I heard recently described the output of leveraging responsible AI principles as something akin to a nutrition label. If you pick up a box of cereal, it's going to tell you exactly what the ingredients and nutrients are in the cereal. The label isn't going to give away the recipe or the secret sauce, but it should provide enough transparency for a consumer to make an informed decision. Following responsible AI principles means your organization will be well positioned to produce the equivalent of a nutrition label for the AI solutions you implement. Now, expanding that example into an AI context means the ingredients portion of the label could list the data sources used for training and describing the quantity and quality of the data. The nutritional facts section might include the type of AI model, like a neural network or a decision tree. Allergen information could include known biases in the model and within the training data, and perhaps limitations on the model's applicability. The recommended daily value could reflect the model's accuracy, precision, and recall. These are common performance metrics. And finally, the serving size could highlight the intended use cases for the model and the context in which it performs best. So, what might be on the nutrition labels for your existing AI solutions or the ones you have planned? Is that a question you can answer? Is it blank? As I mentioned earlier in this conversation, it's important to be intentional about how you use AI. Responsible AI practices will help ensure you're on a sustainable path and will prepare you for future regulation we know is coming down the road.
Sam, thank you for all the insights you offered today. It's important that the industry keeps having these types of conversations and prioritizes the implementation of safeguards so that we can enjoy the benefits of AI responsibly.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks to all of our listeners. If you found value in this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and share the episode with your colleagues on LinkedIn.
This program was brought to you by UST HealthProof and AdvantaSure. From end-to-end core administrative processing, risk adjustment and quality, to clinical operations, care management and member acquisition. We offer a full suite of services and technology solutions for government-sponsored health plans.